Welcome, investors. Here on Stocks to Watch, we offer exclusive one-on-one discussions with company leaders providing strategic innovations worldwide. I'm Ashley Berry, and today we're talking the security of your crypto investments. Lance Morgan is with us. He's the president and co-founder of Blockchain Intelligence Group. The company builds technology to power compliance and intelligence for the crypto future by monitoring risks from crypto transactions. They're owned by Big Digital Assets, trading on the Canadian Securities Exchange as BIGG, the OTCQX in the US as BBKCF, and the WKN in Germany as A2PS9W. Lance, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ashley. Nice to be here.
Yeah, really excited for this conversation. I'd like to kick it off just by learning a little bit more about how Blockchain Intelligence Group started.
Yeah, it happened back in 2014. I had a business partner of mine that approached me and said, listen, the crypto space is growing at a rapid pace. And when you have this speed and scale, search and analytics are going to be a necessity. And it's a new layer to the internet. And as time has gone on, we are now seeing that it really is sort of the next thing happening on top. And at the time, I recognized that it was a nascent space with unrealized growth. Actually, Forbes just announced that they predict that the blockchain sector will grow to $329 billion by 2030. And so this would include companies that provide market data, taxation software, and the other would be the sector that I'm in, which is forensics and risk scoring of addresses. So there's a limited number of sectors that fall underneath that blockchain analytics umbrella. And the other thing is the bad actors that participate in this space, which are already sort of rumors and things going around back in 2014, 2015, you know, we realized that law enforcement is going to need tools to be able to go and perform investigations. And it's something that they could do it in open source tools, but when they got into our tool and saw what we could do in 2 minutes what would take them 4 months. So that's really how, you know, eventually made me go, yeah, this is something that I need to be a part of and help shape.
Yeah, really fascinating. And when you talk about the fact that you recognize that it was a sort of a nascent area, people weren't really understanding. And, I've heard all the wonderful work that your company has done regarding law enforcement and helping. I mean, I was saying, you know, it's like saving lives, really, with what you're doing. So is that what excited you most about this business idea, is that you're really changing kind of the public perception of what it is that you're doing?
Yeah, it was one on the financial side, just helping to actually create the roads that help it grow. I mean, without transparency and being able to see into those transactions, mm-hmm. and giving the tools to regulators to be able to feel comfortable to be able to write regulation, it just wasn't going to grow. So companies like ours had to exist in order for us to get to where we're at today. But you really hit a point on what resonates with me is that, you know, I'm not a law enforcement. I don't carry a badge. I don't have a gun. But we're providing tools to those types of organizations that do save lives. And, we always say that if you have an opioid issue in your city, there's Bitcoin being used or cryptocurrencies being used. And the old saying goes, you know, follow the money. And that's what we do. And, you know, law enforcement in the traditional fiat world, it works. But in here, I mean, it's an immutable ledger. The great thing about blockchain is that it makes a great witness, and it's there for all of time. And so as attributions applied, maybe there's a case from 4 years ago that took place. But then all of a sudden today, we find something that wasn't realized before. And all of a sudden that case now comes alive and they can go after those illicit actors and nefarious actors. So yeah, it is really exciting to know how we've helped many people. We've saved tens of millions of dollars, which I'll get into in a little bit. But yeah, that's what gets me out of bed every morning is knowing that I have the ability to change people's lives by what we're doing here.
and I'm sure helps you sleep well at night. So let's break this down with the specific services that the company offers, if you could.
Yeah, sure. So 2016 is when we launched a product called Clue. It stands for Qualitative Law Enforcement Unified Edge. The U.S. government and other agencies, you know, they love acronyms. So we went with that. And it is a graphing engine that allows you to map out every transaction that's ever occurred in the blockchains that we support. So we can go right back to the transaction in 2010 and follow that all the way to today and where those funds have gone. Within that engine, there's two different types of graphing abilities, one called an exploratory graph. This allows a quick snapshot on sort of the 10 most recent transactions. And then an iGraph, which is our investigator graph, which allows people to really dive in and select specifically what they're looking for and not have the noise that might be going on around it. We also launched what's called an NFT Explorer. So we were the first to ever launch this. And this allows to be able to follow all the NFTs that are happening on ERC-721. We are working on some of the other NFT chains as well, and be able to see what marketplaces that they transacted at, what the prices were moving along, and if they were involved in any kind of scams. What we do is we de-anonymize the pseudo-anonymous. I mean, it is really just a phone book without names. And companies like ours, by scraping the dark web, scraping the surface web, as well as with humans going through social media, YouTubes, looking at the different sanction lists and bringing that in so that it actually makes sense. You're not looking at just a bunch of numbers. Link analysis, very easy visualization to follow, as well as explanations as to what they're looking at. And as well, granularity of data, especially when you're getting into smart contract transfers. Things can get a little bit confusing unless you display things properly. And that's something that we're really getting commended for, is just the ease of use. And, you know, bodies are getting thrown in these seats right, left and center that don't have that kind of previous financial examining background. And so the easier it is, the more likely that they're going to stick. And, you know, so our goal is to, you know, become the Google of crypto, and hopefully the others, which are limited, become the Netscapes and kind of disappear. One that recently has, and I'll mention that in a little bit. But the other side of it is a BitRank, and that's our risk scoring of transactions and addresses. And this is needed by any financial organization that's getting involved in crypto to meet their regulatory obligations, knowing if it's been on the dark web, knowing if it's been involved in money laundering, these kinds of things. Additionally, address monitoring. So organizations need to monitor addresses as time goes on, because today I have no criminal record. Tonight I could break into a bank, and tomorrow I'm a fugitive. And same thing happens in the crypto world. So address monitoring is another feature that we offer that is of value to not only law enforcement, but the financial world. An entity explorer. So this is a product where we analyze exchanges and other VASPs and look at their license, jurisdiction, any law enforcement action, any regulatory action. Are they implementing KYC, these kinds of things? And these are used by banks to have the ongoing monitoring of the VASPs that they bank. And then as well, a fusion center that allows a unification of the industry to be able to provide blacklisted addresses of their own. And we pull that in. And we also offer training, because this industry is still, some are up to speed and others are needing to get up to speed. So we have an online training program as well as on-site training. We've trained federal law enforcement, provincial law enforcement, all the way to the top of HSBC, as an example. And lastly, we provide forensic services. And this is for not only our clients, but for victims that might need our assistance to be able to help them try to recuperate their funds.
Wow, so many services. And I think it's fantastic that you offer training, and you're actually training law enforcement officers to understand how this works to help them catch criminals, where some of the viewers who are watching this could be victims of. So fantastic news. Your clients, are most of them in North America, or do you service other regions?
We are global. Of course, there's Canada being our backyard. We have clients here, clients down in the States, over in Singapore, Hong Kong, South Korea, Switzerland, Europe, UK. Those are just off the top of my head. But yes, we are truly a global company. And our platform runs in French, English, Japanese, Mandarin, And Spanish, just to give an idea from a UI perspective to meet these markets and be able to localize it.
Yeah, I would have to imagine, obviously, the demand is global. Talk a little bit about any challenges maybe you face as a company right now.
I think programmers are a leprechaun in the field. They're really sort of the needle in the haystack. Somebody that is an experienced programmer that also understands blockchain, they're really hard to find. You can imagine with all of the growth that's occurring, these companies need the same talent pool. And you know what helps attract them to us is what we're doing. And that, you know, if you're off working at a financial institution, you're not actually building something that could save some life or help retrieve a child or save some kind of child exploitation. So that does help, but it's still getting in front of them, making them aware that we are out there and looking. And I think, you know, to be honest, it's a trend that's going to continue. We're going to see it's going to get harder and harder. And the other is that the criminal element, I mean, it's kind of a cat and mouse game. You know, they're always sort of trying to stay one step ahead, and we're always trying to think about where they're going so that we can sort of be right there with them. And we're not criminals, and we're not trying to be creative and sneaky in how we move funds around. So it does make it a little challenging, but yeah, those are some of the things that kind of keep me awake at night.
Any wins that you could talk about, interesting stories, cases, anything that you might be able to share?
Yeah. Well, so I'll start from the case side and just sort of where we've been recognized. We've set case law in South Africa, recognized in all the courts there. Florida, we're expert witness testimony providers. Texas, California, we've been successful. Some things that I'm sure you can imagine, divorce cases are very popular. The other spouse wants to know what they're hiding.
Not surprising.
Right. And, you know, what was maybe $5,000 back in 2013, 2014, today could be worth $500,000, $1 million, right. $5 million. And then we have defended some of the largest exchanges on the planet. We're not allowed to name them legally, but save them about $8 million in court. We were recognized by Homeland Security with a public or a private sector partnership award. And this case was an NFT rug pull scam called Frosties. And so we did all of the investigation. We handed it over to them on a silver platter. They did not have to do anything else. And they were able to go and catch the two gentlemen out of California. They recouped $1.1 million of investors' funds and just stopped them from launching another scam. And it was the first federal prosecution in NFTs that occurred in all the US. More recently, we also had the IRS go through our tools and 27 agents, as a matter of fact. Their response was Clue goes above and beyond. So our hard work is really starting to pay off. And what just fresh off last week, their small cap CEOs are being targeted. And so, you know, they're out there looking for money. And this group is saying that they can bring money to the table, but you need to pay our finder's fee up front. And the computer gets infected by way of a Word document. And once they're in the computer, they do what's called a draining script from a MetaMask wallet. And as soon as they tell them, so send crypto to that wallet. And once it's there, let us know. And we'll then tell you where to send it. Well, as soon as they move the money there, the funds are gone. And we actually heard of another one on Friday. And we said, listen, we just saw this scam. It's fake. Don't go ahead. And so we at least protected another CEO. But this is something actually that we've got a press release out about that you can take a look at and see a graph and stuff. So yeah, look for that on our website.
Yeah. You are doing such important work. What's next for blockchain intelligence?
Yeah, we're going to continue to look and align ourselves with companies that deal directly with our end client. So in different regions globally, I mean, we've done it to this point in time, but we're really seeing success with that. And especially with this next wave of interest and demand, we feel that that's a great way to sort of increase our sales force without sort of adding to our monthly burn. We also do look to expand our own sales force in different regions. But so we're going to do kind of a multi-pronged approach. And then we do see opportunity. One of our competitors that was bought by MasterCard put forward some evidence to another competitor that had gone to court. And they realized that, and they did this because of the underlying attribution and it wasn't reliable. Turns out theirs also wasn't reliable. Mm-hmm. And MasterCard has announced that they are ceasing operations as of tomorrow. So it opens up some opportunities for us that, you know, sooner than what we might otherwise have to wait till a contract expires. And then lastly, if I look at what we've got here as a company and bringing together not only an exchange, but Terra Zero and the metaverse and unifying our services between the three and leveraging the reach that each division is having, I see that really helping open further doors in other areas that we might not have been able to without an increased staffing. So yeah, that's what's to come is more growth.
Yeah, tip of the iceberg. Lance Morgan, president and co-founder of Blockchain Intelligence Group, again, owned by Big Digital Assets for those looking to make an investment. Thank you so much, Lance, for joining us here on Stocks to Watch. Very excited to hear upcoming developments from your company.
Thanks, Ashley. Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone, for watching.